ask for your prayers this morning. Amen. Amen. Are you there? He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, the scripture says we faint what? But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitful, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which the image of God should shine unto them. The verse 5 said something interesting to me the other night. It says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. And what? Okay, and then it goes on to say here, for the sake of reading, we're troubled on every side, but yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of also Jesus might be made manifest. Well, I want to talk about for just a little while making your ministry work in 2016.
Thank you,
preacher. Amen.
Making
your ministry work.
Thank you, sir.
We solicit your prayers. And will you bow your heads? Father, we thank you for this opportunity and privilege to be here. We thank you for the opportunity to preach one more time. Lord, we pray for clarity, for purpose, and that we can help someone along the way, realizing we all have a ministry of some kind. And Lord, that we make it work in a new year, that it's not about us, Father, but it's about you. Bless now. Give us the words to say and speak to us, to others. So, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I certainly thank the Lord for this opportunity to share these scriptures with you. I thought about the other evening that so many times when we look around in our society, we watch TV evangelism and people preaching and teaching, that we look at our own ministry. And I said we all have a ministry that we should share and that we should help others. And this word ministry is a reflection of our personal walk with God.
Yes,
so I thought it'd be good today that we share this complex story that Paul shares in Corinthians. Many times as I preach, I pray that people get the hem of what we're talking about. So I thought about this old saying that good, better, and best. Mm-hmm. Never let it rest. Till the good is better, well, and the better is best. That we understand that when you give God your best, that there's some great things are going to happen in your life. I say it so many times as we go from what we do that to understand that if you want God to do something great in your life, you got to give up something to get something. This ministry business is a faith walk business, and I'm often reminded that we need to discuss faith because we are faith walkers. We believe in the Word of God, and we believe that God can do greater things in our life.
Uh-huh.
All throughout history and time, I've told people, Reverend Carter taught us some years ago in Houston, Texas. We were in seminary one night. I want all my sons to sit around me, and he shared with us about this reason we come Sunday after Sunday. And that's to hear the story of Jesus Christ, to understand that it's not about us. It's about one whom we worship and one we give honor to. And I thought about that mediator between God and man, that Jesus Christ. And many times we don't understand. There are people in our families
There are people in our homes, there are people in our, that we meet to understand that we're the only Bible they will ever see. And I think it's befitting to understand that we have to be Christians. We have to live like we really know who God is. I remember my daughter shared something with me years ago, and she said, "Pop, a lot of folks are depending on you." Amen. And that was enough for me to want to do the right thing and to understand. I'm talking to somebody listening here that when you do the right thing, there's a reward for you. When you do the right thing. And that's why Sunday after Sunday when we come, we don't come for just to play church and to have fun. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. I told Honey this week, and after I had a ballot at the emergency room, to understand that I believe in God. That when I leave this place, I believe there's another life to live, and it's called eternal life. But it's our job to remind the people of God, that this is a faith thing. We come Sunday believing in a God which we've never seen, because the Word of God said God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we have an obligation when folk come that we want them to live better. We want them to do better. So for a little while, I want to preach this message here about making your ministry work in 2016. You know, when you're cooperating with Jesus, it doesn't matter how good the doctor is, unless there's some cooperation on the part of the patient. It's not too much the doctor can do if a person take his or her medicine and take it home and put it on the counter, put it on the shelf, and don't use it. They're not going to get much better. It does not matter how good the teacher is, unless there's some cooperation on the part of the student by way of doing homework or at least studying what's being taught. When we look at this story, Christ is the thing of ministry. I got some friends I had to share with them about the church and the ministry. They said, "Well, you know, I go to the ministry over there." I said, "Yeah, you go to the church over there, because there are ministries in the church." Can I walk through something for a minute? God has just showed us the church will be with us forever. That's the reason Peter said, the scripture reminds us here, that upon this rock, I shall build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not. Y'all know this. Yeah. But when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 10, one of y'all go there for me real quick. It talks about the ministries of hell and how this real. To understand, God wants the church to be a better church. That we remind folk when they walk in, the church is like a hospital. We have an awesome responsibility to remind people, the people of God, that regardless of your circumstances, you can get well. You can do better. That's really when I preach the story of Hezekiah. I remind folks that even as perfect and upright that Hezekiah was, God had numbered his days. And believe it or not, our days are numbered. But while we're here, we all want to make a difference in the lives of the people we meet. Anybody there, 1 Corinthians 12, 27, 28, if you read it for us. And it reflects. It reflects some things about the ministry of helps. And we all have a ministry. Your ministry may be to help somebody get to church. Somebody else's ministry may be to be a blessing to somebody else. Somebody may be a financial blessing. But you have a ministry that God has given you. If you read it for a minute.
Now ye are the body of Christ.
You're the body of Christ.
And members in particular.
Members in particular.
And God has set some in the church.
Listen, church, listen.
First apostles. Secondarily prophets. Thirdly teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues.
Wow.
Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gift. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
Okay, thank you for that. When we look, this ministry of helps that he lists here in these verses, those are ministries that we all can play a role in.
Thank you.
I've learned this. If you're going to get better at what you do, you got to apply yourself into it, whether it's Sunday school, whether it's Bible study. If you're going to lead, and I'm going to talk about this next week, if you're going to lead, you can't lead from behind.
No, sir.
Leaders give up. leaders tithe and leaders share. And you know, one thing I believe in my heart, and I said this the other day, God don't really support stingy folk.
Oh, that's right, preacher.
Now, that may not be biblical, but I'm going somewhere. But when you read the Bible, and it says that he that soweth also shall reap. Check this thing out. Some folk rather go to the chow time and leave a $20 tip than come to church and leave $2.
Yes, sir. You better say something, preacher.
I'm going somewhere. And you got to give to God like and look here, you owe God your best.
Yes,
y'all been listening for a little while. And I try to remind folks that if you want to make your ministry work well, you got to learn how to sow well. Not grudgingly, but God loves a cheerful. Can I preach for a minute? I just want to preach it for a minute to remind folks that and it ain't no begging preacher either. I want to remind you that if you want God to do something for you, do something for God.
Yes, sir.
You may be in a relationship with somebody that don't know the Lord. And until they know the Lord, don't you say I do to them. You just, y'all praying here with me. People come to me all day. Well, Reverend, I know he gonna change his life. No, don't you, baby girl, don't you let him change his life first.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all praying here? Because see, what look good ain't always good.
Yes, sir.
What smell good ain't, are y'all here with me? Because see, you gotta line it up in the will of God. Oh, I know I'm throwing some gasoline somewhere, but I want to remind you, when God has blessed you, bless somebody else. Can I preach this for a minute? So Paul reflects some things here. He said, we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. He reminds the Corinthian church, the stuff that ain't right ain't going to be blessed.
Wow.
Are y'all praying here with me? He reminds us here in walking and being slick or handling the word of God. He said, deceitfully. See, you can fool me.
Uh-oh.
I promise y'all, I don't count. But you can't fool him.
Yes, sir.
Can I get on first base? We already have defined what God is.
Yes,
you got to be careful that you can walk on Sunday with your head up, so holy, 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 and be so hoarse all during the week. Are y'all praying here with me? Some stuff, you got to let go of. If you know who, I know I shouldn't have said that. Y'all charge it to my head, not to my heart. But you got to live right. That God gets the glory because somebody watching you. Anybody in the house with me here? Somebody watching you, and they say, oh yeah, he act like he a Christian, but you ought to see him on Tuesday. He drunk as a skunk, amen. But look, can I say here, first of all, Paul looks at the recipients of the ministry. It's in the text because he shows us some things that are listed here. He says here, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully. Well, I've discovered this, that many times received through mercy.
Yes,
God has given us, he's given us so many chances. That's what I was saying the other week. Some of us all, God has given, yes sir, God has been so good to, look here, can y'all do me a favor? Just lift your hands up real quick. Somebody said it like before I could say it. It's just good. Thank you. You put them down. It's just good to put your hands up. I go to the hospital sometimes. Dr. Johnson, go to the hospital sometimes, and folk can't lift their hands up. And many of us, we come Sunday after Sunday, we are like we don't know who God is. Got feet that we can jump up on. We got something to be thankful for. Are y'all here with me? So here, the recipients of the ministry, he reflects here. He lets us know by his manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves in every man's conscience and in the sight of God. See, some stuff that go on in your life, that's your business. Can I talk to somebody for a minute? See, everybody don't even know your business. Does some folk want everybody to know when God blessed them or something? To whom much is given.
Much is required.
I want to say that for somebody listening here. Everybody don't need to know of what you got going on in your life. You know, there are haters. Y'all may not believe this. There's somebody hating on you right now. You don't even know nothing about it. She thinks she's something. Her mom and daddy think they something. But look, God don't bless mess. Are y'all praying here with me? And don't let what other folks do put you down. I said this last Sunday, brother, not here. God bless somebody with a new house. I can rub. Come here, God. Come here. I can rub shoulders with him. And say, look, he blessed him today. But down the road, my blessing coming too. Anybody in the house with me here? That's the reason you got to be careful when folk talk other folks' stuff down, trying to build they stuff up. So here he reminds us here about the recipients of the ministry. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Can I help somebody here? The gospel is the good news. We all in here need some good news.
Yes, sir.
Thank God, old preacher was preaching a sermon. Yes, he said it's good to know that the bad news is not the last news.
Yes,
do I have a witness here? It's good to know that the bad news is not the last news. And then what it taught me is that sometime I heard Reverend Karen pray this morning. He said sometimes it's fatal, but it's not found. And I caught that in your prayer this morning. We got to understand that sometimes trouble, it knocks on your door.
Yes, sir.
Death angel come by and get somebody in your family. But don't you give up on God.
Nah.
Are y'all praying here with me?
Yes, sir.
You keep trusting. You keep believing. And that old sad song said, there's no secret with God.
Yes,
are y'all here with me?
Yes,
what God did for them, he'll do also for you.
Right.
Y'all pray with me for a while. So I tell people Sunday after Sunday, don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. The recipients of the ministry is not to receive through mercy, renounce our mess, but then to reflect our master. He says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Paul wanted us to know that even though you're lost, you can be found. And for somebody listening here, people will speak bad of your relationship with Christ when things go bad in your life. Come here, Job. Job, come here. Job will tell you, I got double for my trouble. Saul of Tarsus will tell you, he said, I was persecuting them Christian folk, but somehow I was riding down Damascus Road, and you know, something knocked me off that donkey, and I was once blind. But now I see. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Even Joseph was interpreting dreams, and the boys sold him into slavery.
Yes,
but years later, Joseph had been appointed to be an assistant to the high priest, to the emperor. And he said, when you get to the 50th chapter of Genesis, around verse 23, he said, they did it for evil. But God did it for us. I'm telling somebody, sometimes folk will set up traps. They may do it for evil, but God will get good out of it. Are y'all here with me? So here, he talks about the recipients of the ministry. He reflects here, up to verse 5, he reflects here, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. Well, as recipients of the ministry, God has to get some glory, y'all. Thought about last night, my Steelers won. I'm gonna say it one more time. My Tigers went down in defeat. My wife said I'd be talking to the TV. But like the guys on TV don't hear me though. I'd be talking. And when the Steelers won last night, I said, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And when the Tigers lost, I said, well, I don't know what to say about that. Let me shout. So Kwame, I'm a fan, amen. But I'm a follower of Jesus, though. You know, but what I'm saying is that when these guys win, I want y'all to check them out. When they get the mic, first thing they want to say, I want to thank God. Those Steelers had a lot to thank God for last night. Do I have a witness here? Yeah. And those that keep up football know what I'm talking about. Look here. The game was over, y'all. And somehow or another, the other team gave it back to them. Do I have a witness? Yeah. And what I'm telling somebody, it ain't over. To God, say it's over. Give me a towel.
talking to my ear.
It ain't over to God. And that's all I really want to tell you. When you're talking about making your ministry effective, now the game was really over according to the commentators. I mean, it really was over. But somehow, God, I got to put God in this, y'all. Life is like that sometimes. There are some folks that have counted you out. And are y'all praying here with me? They say you'll never amount to be anything. The devil's a lie. But what I'm saying, but because you're a child of the King. How God worked that thing out, I don't have the slightest idea. But at the end of the game, you should have heard me call on the name of Jesus. And now, I ain't no Cowboy fan anyway. I know there's some haters in here. Joe, I ain't no San Francisco fan either, amen. I know there's some haters in here. But at the end of the day, while your team is up, you ought to be thankful. Well, but what I'm telling you, life is the same way. That when you're up,
come on, preacher.
When you're up, bless somebody else.
Yeah.
When you're up, don't be stingy.
Amen.
Don't hold in.
Right.
Don't walk by folk like you don't see them. Don't be so holy that you know earthly good. Be able to tell folks that God can bless you just like He blessed me. Anybody in the house with me? So first of all, thank you, Tammy. The recipients of the ministry, He reminds us here to receive the mercy, to renounce our mess, but then thoroughly to reflect the Master, because he says here in verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus. And really, church, that's why we come on Sunday. We come to hear about Jesus, the one who hung, bled, and died. You know, I tell the man, folks, I got called up the other day, ain't I leave funeral? And I wanted to preach that thing down, because I knew it was somebody that was there ain't coming back to somebody else die. And I told Pop, I said, they just give me a few minutes. I can tell them that he hung, bled, and died. And then he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. Oh, cousin told me, he said, Doc, if you don't preach, you ain't preach. I said, yeah, I wanted somebody to know that that's how God works. He wants you to come to hear about his story, not my story, about how Jesus has given so much, giving sight to those that are blind, dumb, those that can talk. Well, not only that, when you look at verse 6 and 7, he says here, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, this earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. When I looked here, I thought about the richness of the ministry, because his presence should be with us, and the power of God should be in us, his presence and his power. We need both of them to work hand in hand. You know, some places you go, you just gotta take God with you. I tell people all the time, go on job interviews, appointments at 8:00, you ought to be there at 7:45. Show the employer that, and I know some folks don't like this, that you really want to work. I've been telling young folks that, get a job, and the best way, when you leave a job, give them 2 weeks' notice. And sometimes folks say, I ain't giving them that. No, you may need them again. In March, Tuesday, the 22nd of March, we have a job fair here, and you know, we up to 12 employers that'll be here. They're gonna be here in our Family Life Center, and want to thank Tammy, Mike, Sister Will, and some of them that put this together from Karen. Want to thank them. On March 22nd, it'll be on, you hear it beginning of March, 95.7, they'll be talking about the employee. We got 12 companies, we're working on Nike right now. And that's another one we hadn't heard back from. But we got to set up. They're gonna interview, and we're praying they're gonna have some people out of the South Memphis area. But thank you. Maybe one or two people clapping, but we got something to be thankful for. But what I'm getting at is that we're going to have a meeting of the minds with these boys to show up on Monday night about how to dress for success. You know, how to come and how to present themselves and have resumes. Somebody said, well, some of them ain't got no college. College ain't got nothing to do with this here. I'm talking about them now. And I want them to be able to tell an employer, Mr. Stevenson, who owns Superlo Foods, when I called him the other day, he said, Ricky, count us in. I talked to Associated Wholesale Grocers down here on State Line Road. They said, count them in. And all it took was a call. And I do believe this here, that when your credit is right, I ain't talking about no money now. I'm talking about when your character's right.
Yes, sir.
When your conduct is right. When your conversation is right. You can just pick up the phone and make a telephone call. And what we're hearing from people is that they want to come. They want to come to the church and interview folks and hire folks. And we pray that the people they hire will be people that feel good about themselves. Paul here talks about the recipients of the ministry, the riches of the ministry. But then thirdly, he talks about how rough the ministry is. And he deals here in verse 10, and really this is where I'm through at. He talks about how rough the ministry can be. He says here, this concept, we're troubled on verse 8, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not discouraged. I thank God for what the Apostle Paul talks about, the roughness of the ministry, but the Lord never said it was gonna be easy. Do I have a witness here? He never said that it was gonna be to the point that everything was gonna be sunny and bright. But he reminds us here in verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. Well, church, I thank God of knowing that the ministry reflects the recipients, the richness and the roughness. Because sometimes we gotta understand there's some tough times ahead when you're in the ministry. We have to understand that every day is not gonna be a good day. Because we're circled by trouble, we're confused by trials, and then we're cast down at times. But because we are children of God, we understand that God will sometimes allow us to be knocked down, that we appreciate when we get up. And we have to remind folks that Don McClurkin said it in song, but we have to understand that sometimes being knocked down make us appreciate being up. Do we have a witness here? But in conclusion here, Paul reflects not only the recipients, the richness and the roughness, but he deals with the rewards of the ministry. And I thought I'd tell somebody here, we got preachers here in the pulpit, preachers in the choir stand, and even some that hadn't accepted calling out there in the pew. But the rewards of the ministry is sacrificing things for the sake of the ministry. You know, I appreciate the word of God because it kind of lets us understand that there are going to be trials, there are going to be tribulations in our life. We have things such as setting our sights on things not seen, but on things which are not seen, but yet eternal. Serving the Lord will pay off. We used to say after a while, but I'm telling you, it'll pay off right now. All you got to do is live right and see the blessings of God. We used to sing old song, count your blessing one by one, and then see what the Lord has done. I thought I'd remind somebody that God has done so many great things for us that we all have something to shout about. Do I have a witness here? And so, in conclusion, I thought about this being trouble on every side. I thought about the recipients, the richness, and the roughness, but then there were some rewards of the ministry. When you see a man, a woman said, I was once lost, but now I'm found. When you hear somebody say that, I was blind, but yet I see. Well, I thought about these 12 disciples that were following Jesus. And you know, all of them had some bad endings in their lives. But God fixed it while they were here. They can make a difference in the lives of folks that keep coming Sunday after Sunday. I told preachers the other day at the meeting that Simon Peter, he was a fisherman. He was crucified head downwards, body up. James, one of the sons of thunder, he was beheaded by King Herod in AD 44. John, one of the sons of thunder, he was banished on the island of Patmos. Well, Andrew, who was the brother of Peter, he was a fisherman, was crucified on a St. Andrew's cross. Philip, he died a murderous death at Heliopolis. Thomas, who we call Doubting Thomas, he died, yes he did, near Majors of St. Thomas. Matthew, whom folks call the cheater, the tax collector, Matthew did a murderous death in Ethiopia. James, the son of Aphenius, he was crucified in Egypt. Jude was murdered in Persia. Simon the Canaanite, tradition said he was crucified on an old rugged cross. And then y'all remember Judas of Iscariot, he hanged himself. I want to remind somebody that when you talk about the ministry, you got to learn how to make your ministry work. And you got to suffer for Christ's sake. That's when I begin my message by telling you that you sometime, in order to be blessed, you have to give God your best. That these guys was following Jesus. And when you're following Jesus, everybody is not going to be with you. Do I have a witness here today? Some folk think you are just in it just to get some money. But it's so much more to the ministry than money. Do I have a witness here? But when I think of the goodness of God, and I think about how the ministry can work for you, I think about three men that were dying on a hill called Calvary. Somebody know about Calvary. Over 2,000 years ago, three men were dying on a hill called Calvary. Well, there were two thieves. They were called malefactors. A man named Jesus was added to the bunch. Three men all died. Three men were crucified. Two lawbreakers and one lawmaker. Three men were condemned by the Roman court. Three men. Two appointed to die and one man anointed to die. Three men were dying that day on the hill. One man repented. One man continued to die in his sin. One man consented to die for the sins of the world on that hill called Calvary. The cross Jesus wore was written in three languages. It was written in Greek, the language of culture. It was written in Hebrew, the language of religion. It was written in Latin, the language of law. Three men died on a hill called Calvary. Some theologians say he was hung between three things. He hung between heaven and hell. He hung between sin and salvation. He hung between time and eternity. Reverend Duggar, three men, they died. Well, three things happened as he hung there on the cross. The earth shook like a drunken man. The S-U-N refused to shine. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. I'm talking about on a hill called Calvary. Well, the meaning of the last sacrifice had not been made. Three men, three crosses on a hill called Calvary. There was a cross of reception. There was a cross of rejection. There was a cross of redemption. One man received Christ. Father, when thou enterest into thy kingdom, please remember me. There was a cross of rejection. One man rejected Jesus. If you be the Christ, save yourself, man, and save us too. And then there was a cross of redemption. Jesus was on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And church, that's the ministry I want to leave you with here at Norris Avenue. This making your ministry work, it reveals the following. Jesus lived for 33 long years. He died for the sins of the world. He was buried in Joseph's new tomb. He arose that third day. And Jesus is coming back one day. Ain't God all right? He's coming back to evangelize the sinner, to energize the saint, to empower the servants, and for us to exalt the Savior. Good evening, y'all. I want to remind you that you got a ministry. You ought to lift up your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for good. Thank you for bad. Lord, we just thank you for who you are. Ain't God all right? Somebody know he brought you a mighty long way. If I couldn't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. I'll let somebody know that God been good to me. Has God been good to you? Don't you fool me. I may not have much, but all that I have, I give it back to thee. Ain't God all right? It's something when you know how good God been to you. Ain't God all right? He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. I've been sick, almost counted out, but Jesus, I said something about Jesus. Jesus is something about Jesus. Won't he pick you up? Won't he turn you around? Won't he place your feet on solid ground? On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Don't you fool me. Somebody know God brought you from a long way. Will you say yeah? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
thank God, all right. He's been good. I said, God been good. He brought me a mighty long word. That's why I'm making ministry work in today's time. If I had the voice, I'll sing like Mahalia Jackson. If I had to preach, I'll preach like Frank Ray. But I'm Ricky Duggar, and I'm going to tell the world, God been good. I said, God been good. And he been good. If you know he been good, grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him Jesus loves you. And I know, cause the Bible tells me so. And God, all right, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. Somebody say glory. 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 To the Lamb of God. Ain't God all right? Ain't God been good? Ain't God done something for you? Say yeah. 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 Ain't God been good?